Hi, this is Lori Jean Finella, singer and songwriter, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed on my bathroom floor, so you don't have to hear the air conditioner, fans, or air purifiers coming through. And it's kind of neat in here. It's dark and mystical. And ooh, this week I made a poem into a song, and I talked about last week on the edge of death, how it was a poem I wrote where I was pushing myself well out of my comfort zone, which my comfort zone obviously isn't going to be the same as someone else's. So my things that I'm pushing myself out of probably wouldn't even be near any kind of fright to many people, but for me it was way out of my comfort zone, and I found that my life seems so much longer. And it started with going to walks in the park. And even though I'd have a hard time walking sometimes because I discuss my injuries all the time from abuse and my hemiparesis on my right side and my drop foot, which I just got the confidence to come out and speak about it on a pretty regular basis, because it's not very attractive to have to say something like that about yourself, especially when you've been this flexible, pretty little kind of dancer type girl your whole life, and then you have a bit of awkwardness too. But I had found from walking in the park that I just was taken outside of myself and pushing myself to do things each day that didn't really seem completely important made my life seem longer. And to some people, it can make your life seem more important as well, or maybe just. So I did my second hike this week, hiking in the trails, where that can be scary for me because I've suffered abuse and trauma. And I was really completely frightened last fall from my first walk. I had to practically be thrown off at the stop to go up through the hiking trail. And I appreciate the shuttle driver who did that for me, because I took the most beautiful trail, which I haven't taken that trail again, but I'm anticipating taking that soon. But I've been taking different trails over at the place where I hike, and I don't go long or really far. I mean, I can go around a mile or so. I try not to spend more than an hour out in there so I can get home and make sure I get enough rest, because obviously my body's physically challenged a bit, so I need to be careful. And then with a mild brain injury, where this whole thing with the physical challenges came from, can make me really tired. So I just really had to be careful. But I really found that we think about time a lot in life, and our body tires too. And I think to get that off of our minds is to constantly be doing something every day that is new to us, maybe that we haven't experienced before, or put us in a place where it's gonna make us feel that we're not counting the minutes all the time. And I just feel like also, since I've been going out and walking and being out in nature, which is where I connect, it just made my life seem longer, and I could just see so much longevity in my life rather than thinking about, I got to have this done by this time in my life. And it just takes away the entirety of the enjoyment of your life. And I knew I was doing that, and I'm saying, why bother doing certain things that I'm doing if there's going to be so much pressure in it? And so I just instead just put myself in a place where, I mean, a walk is beautiful, but for some reason, when there's something so nice that we can be doing for ourselves, we'll find an excuse not to do it. And I would like to get out more. I mean, I'd love to live on a beach. I would love to walk around barefoot on the sand. I like to be out in the sunshine more. But I mean, I walked, if I'm going to be hiking twice a week, I have to rest in between, because just being out on this right side can be really challenging for me. And a new thing I started is, I don't know if anyone is familiar with some things I've been doing on my yoga trapeze, with different videos and things I've put up on the social sites that I'm a part of. But I do back bends on my yoga trapeze and pull my feet back toward my head. And when I have to do one at a time right now, and it looks like completely impossible when I first started it, but my right side is the side that's extremely hard because my right hand and arm is not that, well, it's not as strong as my left side. And then, of course, my leg is not going to be a whole lot of help because the whole right side is a little bit weaker. So, trying to take my hand and pull that foot back, it's a bit of work. And then, once I do it, I'll start with putting my hand on the kind of top part of my foot where you're not bending the leg quite so much toward your head, but it's definitely pulling it back. And that's not quite as painful, though it's still more painful on the right side. It's when I put my hand down further toward my foot, where the beauty of the back bend, holding both feet, like twirling around silks, is where I eventually want to be. That's when it really hurts. And I actually had loud outcries to that today, crying out loud, really. But the thing about it is, I can feel it bringing back a little bit to my brain on my right side, where I missed rehabilitation from these injuries from. I call it abuse. It happened in a hospital because nobody wanted to fess up to it. And I was treated so horrible afterwards. And I just really had to learn to live with it. I was even given a brace for the right side, but no rehabilitation for it. And which I see now that would have helped me tremendously. But the only good thing in all this is 30 years ago. So you can imagine where my muscles are now that I'm fighting to bring back. The only good in all this, though, is the fact that if I was fitted for a leg brace and my brain was taught to rely on it, my dreams would have been taken away from me. And there's many different facets of life that I really connected to, but the biggest facet I always wanted to do is a back bend on the lawn. And I would lay down and push my feet, my arms up to my feet and do it that way, but I never had anyone to spot me so I could flip over back and forth. So the yoga trapeze, especially where I'm in suspension, is great for my body where I'm not putting a lot of pressure on it, where the muscles aren't really strong to be on my feet all the time. So it's another magical way of me getting that dream back bend in my life. So I would not have even probably gone to this approach had I had rehabilitation. And you know what? It is worth it to me to lose 30 years of my life without being able to use my brain to the full function on that side, without I lost many things obviously from this, but to have that one moment of twirling around in silks and doing my back bend, pulling my feet so elegantly toward my head, will be all worth it. I mean, my entire life. And that might sound crazy. It just sounds so perfectly beautiful to me. And so that's my dream goal now. And it's something I can attain to, something I can do. I don't have to get up and do the hustle bustle of, fighting to try to get somebody to come listen to something of mine or like something of mine or, get into this whole social media realm of trying to keep up with the clicks and the likes and the looks and the, it's just me in myself and it's in its utmost enjoyment. So and I can't say that I was really scared on the yoga trapeze at all, but it was a little bit out of my comfort zone because I mean obviously tubing hanging upside down and putting yourself inside the thing, I mean it was a bit awkward, but I think I'm past the fear of it and now I'm just like gently learning and gliding into it and letting my body do, what it needs to do to get to the point where I need to be. So that's really what this week's song is about. It's just about finding a way to make your life seem meaningful every day. And honestly, I swear it's so true that, I mean, I've heard that statement that I just said before over and over and over again, but it's just a matter of the things that you're picturing in your mind, make it easy. And I'm not saying take away something that is important to you that you want to do, but if it's going to be that hard for you to picture, I don't think it's something that you really want. I've learned that. The first beautiful, easy thing that just so lightly, airingly comes to you, that's so simple. And I'm not going to say easy because walking was very, very hard for me to do. I mean, there was times where I was going to give up and go into a walker. And I keep thinking to myself, how could I ever, ever even think of letting myself go to that step where you're letting your body deteriorate and then everything else starts to go. And I didn't feel that that would be what I would be doing. I just felt it's just a little bit easier on my body. It's not a big deal. And now I'm out doing hikes and just, doing so many wonderful things. So, I mean, I think I was lost track of what I was saying a bit. I apologize, but I just really think it's the easiest, simplest things that we think of that we can try to do. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's not always easy, even if they come to you easily. Well, maybe we can just do a small part of it or do the part of it that we can do. I mean, sometimes, when I can't walk a lot and I really want to just get out, I'll just go out and just walk to a certain point and sit down in the sun. And then if you feel awkward, write something, anything, whether you journal or you want to write a poem or write someone a letter or, you could pretend you're writing something and have music in your ear. But I know it sounds like it won't help, but it really, really does help. So, that's all I really wanted to say this week. I want to thank the stations that have been playing me. I didn't thank CBJ Radio last week. They played me 2 weeks in a row, and I apologize. You can see who's played me at Twitter, Lori Finella, and MPG Radio's been playing me a lot, and I really appreciate that. Blue Torch Radio plays me. This is Spain's This Is Only Rock Radio. Martina Dorner always puts me on playlists. She's a love. So hop on over there if you want to listen to any of the stations I'm played on or any of the playlists that I'm on. And I do still have that release. Well, obviously I still have it out there, but It Can Only Be Heaven is out there if you want to listen to that. And I was supposed to have Love the Right Way come out on this new TikTok distribution platform today. I don't know where it is, but I can't stand going on TikTok because every time I do, I have all these videos in my face of people I don't know. And it's not like Instagram, where you kind of pick and choose where you want to go, and it gives me a headache. So I have to get away from there. But one thing I was saying is, at one point I wasn't even really walking well. It was so hard for me to get on my feet. I forced myself to drag my feet across the living room floor with music in my ears. And actually, God, I want to get their name right. Def Leppard, like with Hysteria and all that. They were the band that I put in my ears with headphones because I always loved, like I loved Photograph. I loved Pour Some Sugar on Me, but Photograph was one of the ones that really came back to me as a youth when I was really hurt the worst about 12 years ago now. Boy, time's flying. And that really brought some nice memories to me. And then I started listening to them again when I was having a hard time walking. And I tell you, I was dragging my body across the floor. It was like excruciating, and I couldn't understand what I was going through, but I overcame it by listening to the music and pushing myself. I did it every day for like 20, 30 minutes. Then I started walking outside. And Bazzi helped me to that outdoors. I love listening to Bazzi, Bazzi. And for some reason, it just started hitting me again, and it was too much. And so I got on the yoga trapeze. I got a mobility impaired rowing machine in my apartment. And I found a way to keep myself moving. And then I found the magic of that back bend I wanted. And that's when I was able to start hiking again. So don't fret and don't worry like a whole lot about things that you can't always do because I think there might always be a solution. I mean, I can't be sure, but I did find one. So I hope you're having a good week and weekend. And until next week, Lori Jean Finella, singer-songwriter.